We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Nazir. We are now on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, on the top line, in the middle of the line, Amar Lach Bar Pada. This limud is Leilui Nishmat Zion Ben Shalom, Reuven Ben David, Yosef Ben Tamara, Rav Shalom Kohen Ben Tfach Hamalka, Yair Ben Tova, Naim Ben Chatun, Yon Tov Ben Chana, Shaul Ben Latife, Erz Ben Miriam, Eta Rivka Bat Mordechai, Rivka Bat Devora, Eva Shlomit Bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther, Chava Bat Sarah, Luba Bat Mazal, Lea Bat Rachel, Gabriela Masuda Bat Sarah, Alehem HaShalom. Also, Lizchut Refuah Shelema, for Aaron Yitzchak Ben Brina, Avraham Ben Aviva, Moshe Ben Chana, Yaakov Yisrael Yochai Ben Beloria, Yaakov Yisrael Bechor Ben Marusia, Esther Bat Sarah, Geras Tova Bat Chana, and Chana Bat Zulika, Lirfuah Shelema. The Gemara here is in the middle of dealing with the machloket between Rav Matna and Bar Pada as to what is the minimum days of a stam nezirut, of an unspecified term of nezirut. According to Rav Matna, it's 30 days. According to Rav Pada, it's 29 days. So towards the bottom of He Amud Bet, the Gemara asked from a Mishnah later on Daf Tet Zayin, where it states as follows. It says that someone who made a neder to take upon himself two terms of nezirut. So it says that for the first term, he shaves his hair on day 31. For the second term, on day 61. So the Gemara asks, that's good according to Rav Matna, because we see here that he has to keep full 30 days, and then he shaves on the next day, day 31, and then day 61. But according to Bar Pada, why 31 and 61? It should be that he can shave on day 30, and on day 60. So that's the question on Bar Pada. So we begin on the top of Vav Amud Aleph. Amar Lach Bar Pada. Bar Pada can answer you as follows. Eima Seifa. From the Seifa, from the continuation of that Mishnah, we can prove like me, Bar Pada says. What does it say there in the Seifa? Ve'im gilach et harishona liyom shloshim, megaleach et hashniya liyom shishim. However, if he shaved his hair for the first term on day 30, then he can shave his hair for the second term on day 60. Ah, so you see that you can shave on day 30 and on day 60. That shows you that the term of Stam Nezirut is really 29 days. So the Gemara says, okay, that's very nice. Ela Seifa Misayeh Ale. So the Seifa of the Mishnah helps him out. What does he do with the Reisha? Reisha Beomer Shlemim. When it says in the Reisha that he has to shave on day 31, that's not Mi'ikar Adin. That's not the essential halakha. Essentially, the halakha is he could already shave on day 30, as per the opinion of Bar Pada. It's just a gezeral chachamim midrabanan. Because if, let's say, he would say, I shall be a nazir for 30 full days, then he would have to shave on day 31. So therefore, chachamim mid gezerah, that even if he just says, hareni nazir, stam, so he shaves on day 31. So the Reisha, where it says that he shaves on 31 and 61, that's even according to Bar Pada, because it's a din midrabanan. Although essentially the halacha is day 30 is good enough. Uli Rav Matna kashya seifa. Now it turns the other way around. According to Rav Matna, the seifa that says that if he shaved on for the first nezirut on day 30, he's yotze, right? So, but wait a second, according to Rav Matna, Stam Nezirut is 30 days. You need 30 full days first, and you can only shave on day 31. Amar Lach Rav Matna. Rav Matna can answer you as follows. Kidiktani Seifa, as it states in the Seifa of that Mishnah. Yom Sheloshim Ole Lekan Ulekan. What does that mean? Day 30 serves for the first Nezirut and for the upcoming Nezirut. What does that mean? Because the Seifa is saying this that we say in the Mishnah, that b'diavad, if he shaved on day 30, he's yotzeh. That's because miktzata yom kekulo, because part of day 30 is already considered like a completion of day 30, because miktzata yom kekulo, so it completes the first nezirut, and that's why he can shave there, b'diavad, but it's fine. And he also begins the Nezirut from that term. That's why, since he begins his Nezirut now from that day, he will only have to shave on day 60, even according to Rav Matna, basically because of Miktzata Yom Kekulo. And as the Gemara is asking, Mayhi, the Gemara now asks, So wait, so what is it that we're learning here in this Mishnah, in this part of the Mishnah? You're teaching me that the status of part of a day is like the status of an entire day? But this we already learned, the Tana already taught us in the first part of the Mishnah, as we saw before. We studied the first part of that Mishnah, Andav Tetvav, which already Rav Matna told us that that statement in the Reisha, in the beginning of the Mishnah, of a person who says, "Areni nazir migaleach yom shloshim ve'echad," and then it says, "Ve'im gilach yom shloshim yatzah," that already teaches me miktzat hayom kekulo. Well, if that's what it's coming to teach me, if you're telling me that the seifa, this part of a person who says, "Nazar tu neziruyot," is coming to teach me miktzat hayom kekulo, we already know it from before. So the Gemara answers, no, I need to hear it again regarding the person who accepted tu neziruyot. Because ma'u d'teima hanimi li le'inyan chada nezirut. I would have said, when do we say miktzat hayom kekulo? That's only regarding someone who accepted upon himself one term of nezirut. So then if he shaved on day 30, he's yotze because miktzat hayom kekulo. Aval ishte nezirut lo. But someone who accepted upon himself two terms of nezirut, so then I would say, if he shaved on day 30 of the first nezirut, it should not be considered as day one of the upcoming nezirut. Because this is the last day of the first Nezirut. So maybe you would have to wait till the next day to begin the new one, and you would have to shave after the second term on day 61. Kamash ma'alan, that's the chidush of the Tana, to teach me that one day, the same day, can serve for both. It can serve as the last day of the first term, and as the first day of the second term. And that's why, in that case, if he shaved on day 30 and day 60, he's yotze, even according to Rav Matna. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, the Gemara raises another question now regarding the Machloket of Bar Pada and Rav Matna. It states in the Mishnah later on Tetzayin, Im gilach yom shishim haser ehad yatsa, she yom sheloshim olelo min haminyan. It states in the Mishnah there, in the Seifa of the Mishnah, regarding the person who accepted upon himself two terms of Nezirut, for which it stated already in the Mishnah that if he shaved his hair on day 30, so then for the second term of Nezirut, he can shave on day 60. So it states in the Mishnah there, Im gilach yom shishim chaser echad, if he shaved for the second term on the day before the day 60, he shaved on 59, day 59, yatsa sheyom sheloshim olelo min haminyan. He's yotze because the 30th day is counted as part of the days of Nezirut, and therefore he fulfilled the two terms of Nezirut. So the Gemara says, Bishlema l'Rav Matna nicha. I understand this is good according to Rav Matna. Rav Matna who holds that Stam Nezirut is 30 days. So now we understand why the Tana had to tell me a chidush over here that day 30 is included in the count of 30 days. Because the Mishnah is coming to explain that Miktzat Hayom Kekulo, that part of day 30, is considered as the last day of the first term. And part of day 30 is considered the first day of the second term. And that's why it adds up that if he shaved on day 59, he's Yotze. Because that comes out the 30th day of the second Nezirut, based on the rule of Miktzat Hayom Kekulo. But according to Bar Pada, why does the Tana have to tell me, to teach me Yom Shloshim Olelo Min HaMinyan, that the 30th day counts? Ha'amar Shloshim Chaser Echad. But according to Bar Pada, Stam Nezirut is 29, right? So therefore, when he shaves on day 30, he's Yotze because his Nezirut is completely finished, right? And on that day, he begins counting the second Nezirut. So when he shaves on day 59, he's Yotze because he already finished 29 days of the second Nezirut. So it's Pashut, it's obvious. Why does the Tana have to give me a reason? Because Yom Shloshim Olelo Min HaMinyan. Amar Lach, Bar Pada can tell you, Ana Nami Ahasamchi. In fact, I myself, this is where I learned my opinion. This is my proof to my opinion that Stam Nezirut is 29 days. Because if Stam Nezirut is 30 days like Rav Matna, then the whole 30th day belongs to the first Nezirut. Because Bar Pada on his own, he does not hold the Miktzat Hayom Kekulo. Remember, this whole thing that Miktzat Hayom Kekulo, part of the day, was only in the Shita of Rav Matna. But Bar Pada himself, he doesn't agree with that opinion, with that principle that Miktzat Hayom Kekulo. So therefore, according to Barpada, if Stam Nezirut would be 30 days, then the entire 30th day belongs to the first term. So you cannot use the 30th day as also the beginning of the second term. And if that's the case, he would not be able to be Megaleach on the 59th day. From the fact that the Mishnah says that he can be Megaleach on the 59th day, so you must say that day 30 is also counting towards as the first day of the second Nezirut, right? Because the first Nezirut finishes after 29 days, and therefore day 30 is the first day of the next Nezirut. That's why on day 59 he can shave. So Barpada says, in fact, this is my makor, this is the proof to my shita that Stam Nezirut is 29. Because based on the fact that he does not hold of the rule of Yuktzata Yom Kekulo, this is the only way to understand the Mishnah. If you say that Stam Nezirut is 29 days. The Gemara continues to ask from the continuation of that Mishnah. Tanan, it states there in the Mishnah, Misha Amar Hareni Nazir, someone who said, I am a Nazir, Nitma Yom Sheloshim, Soter Et Hakol. If he became Tameh on day 30, then it negates the entire count of his Nazirut, and he has to start it all over again. As we know, when a Nazir becomes Tameh in the middle of the term of his Nazirut, then the Torah openly says, all the days that he counted are void, and he has to start the count again. So what does it say here? The Mishnah says, if a person says, Hareni Nazir, and he started his Nazirut, and on day 30 he became Tameh, the Mishnah says, Soter Et Hakol, it ruins the whole count, he has to start again. Bishlamal Rav Matna, Nicha. That's good according to Rav Matna, who says that Stam Nezirut is 30 days. So the 30th day is still part of the term of Nezirut. If he became Tameh on that day, that's why he has to start all over. But according to Barpada, who says that the Nezirut already finished after 29 days. Day 30 is the day after. Why is it Soter Hakol? Why, if he became Tameh on day 30, does it void the count? What do you mean? He finished 29 days. He finished his Nezirut. So this Mishnah is a question on Barpada. Answers the Gemara on the top of Vav Amud Bet. Amar lach Barpada, ima seifa. Barpada says, why don't you continue in the seifa of that Mishnah, the later clause. It says there, Rabbi Eliezer omer eno soter ela shiv'a. Rabbi Eliezer says, it negates only 7 days. So now, isal kadatach sheloshim bainan nistor kulhu. If it's true what you say, that we require 30 days for a term of Nezirut, so then, Nistor Kulu, it should negate all of them, since he's still in the middle of his Nezirut. The fact that Rabbi Eliezer says it only negates 7 days, that proves that Stam Nezirut is really only 29 days. And just as an aside, why does it negate 7 days? Because 7 days, since after all he became Tameh, Betum Atmet. So now he's not going to be able to bring his korbanot or anything like that. He has to become tahor again. It takes 7 days to become tahor after tumat tamid. That's the reason of the 7 days. So the fact that Rabbi Eliezer says that the whole nezirut is not negated, only 7 days, that shows us that he already indeed completed his nezirut on day 21. But the Gemara responds that Rav Matna can counter to Barpada and say, no, really, Stam Nezirut is 30 days. Why is it that Rabbi Eliezer says that only 7 days it's soter? It doesn't negate the 30 days because kasavar Rabbi Eliezer miktzat hayom kekulo. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the status of part of a day is like the entire day. So it's already viewed on day 30 as if he completed his term of Nezirut at the start of the 30th day. That's why Rabbi Eliezer holds it does not void his entire Nezirut, only 7 days. Therefore, it's not even a question. It's neither a question on Rav Matna. The Gemara raises a question based on Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah there, Hareni Nazir Me'ayom. If he says, I shall be a Nazir for 100 days, Nitma Yom Me'a Soter Et Hakol. If on day 100 he becomes Tameh, it negates all the days that he counted till then. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eno Soter Ela Sheloshim Yom. Rabbi Eliezer says it only negates 30 days. So now the question is like this. If it's true what you just said, that Rabbi Eliezer says that a part of the day is like the entire day, Nistor Shiva. So if he became Tameh on day 100, So if you say Miktzat HaYom Kekulo, it's considered like he completed the Nezirut of the 100th day. So it should only be Soter, it should only negate 7 days. Why is it that he negates it? He says Soter 30 days. Why does it negate 30 days? And if you want to tell me he doesn't hold of the principle of Miktzat HaYom Kekulo, Listor Kulu, then he should hold like Tanakama, that all the 100 days become voided. How do we make sense out of this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that says that if he accepted Nezirut of 100 days and he became Tameh on day 100, it only voids 30 days. Why? If Miktzat HaYom Kekulo, so then Miktzat day 100 is Kekulo, so he finished his Nezirut. So that's why it should not be Soter at all, only the 7 days of the day of Tum'ah. And if you tell me he does not hold of the rule of Miktzat HaYom Kekulo, then what is this 30 days? It should be Soter all 100 days. Answers the Gemara, Le'olam lo amrinan Miktzat HaYom Kekulo. Really, actually, we don't say Miktzat HaYom Kekulo. Well, if so, Yahachi Listor Kulu, as we just asked, if so, it should void all the 100 days. He said he's a Nazir for 100 days. And you're telling me that he became Tameh on day 100, and you tell me that a part of the day is not considered like the whole day. So that means on day 100, he's still in the middle of his Nezirut count, and he became Tameh, right? So that should void all of his 100 days, and he should have to start counting them again. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say 30 days? Amar Reish Lakish, Hainu Tama de Rabbi Eliezer. Reish Lakish says, this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Kra, Zot Torat HaNazir Beyom Melot Yemei Nizro. This is the halakha of the Nazir on the day when the days of his Nezirut are complete. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, HaTorah Amra, the Torah says, Nitma beYom Melot, Ten Lo Torat Nazir. If the Nazir became Tameh on the day of Melot, that means on the day of the completion of his term of Nezirut, Ten Lo Torat Nazir. Give him the halakha of an unspecified Nazir. And that means he only has to recount 30 days. That's why. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer would agree definitely, if let's say he would have become Tameh on day 99, not on day 100. 99 is not day of Milut. So then, yeah, he would say that you have to now recount the 99 days. Being that he became Tameh on day of Milut, on the day of the completion, which is on day 100, there is a special Gezerat HaKatuv from this Pasuk, Zot Torat HaNazir Beyom Milut. On the day of Melot, if he became Tameh, give him Torat HaNazir. Meaning, he doesn't have to repeat the entire 100, if that was his Nezirut. All he has to do is Torat HaNazir. He has to complete the term of a regular Nazir, which is 30 days. Okay, so till now, the Gemara was attempting to prove whether the halakha is like Rav Matna or Bar Pada. We weren't successful, because each time it was... Each proof was answered. Now, the Gemara is going to suggest the following. Lema ketana'e. Shall we say that the machloket between Bar Pada and Rav Matna, if Stam Nezirut is 30 or 29, does it maybe parallel the machloket between Tana'im in the following Braita? Lema ketana'e. Do we say that they're arguing in the machloket of the following Tana'im? It states in the Pasuk by the Nazir, it says, Ad Melot HaYamin. It says in the Pasuk, in Perek Vav, Pasuk He, Kol Yemen Eder Nizro, Tar Lo Yavor Al Rosho, he's not allowed to cut his hair, Ad Melot HaYamin, until the completion of his days, Asher Yazir Lashem, that he accepted, Kadosh Yeh Gadel Se'pera Se'ar Rosho, he shall be holy and grow his hair. So it says, Ad Melot HaYamin, until the days are complete. So here we have a machloket between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonatan, what to learn from the words Ad Melot. So we begin, Shom'ani, I hear from the word Yamim, Mi'ut Yamim Shenayim. Yamim, what is the minimum of Yamim? Two days. Talmud Lom, so now, if I would just hear the word Yamim, I would think, how long does a Nezirut last for? Yamim, 2 days. How do I know it's 30? Talmud Lomar, Kadosh Yihye Gadel Pera, En Gidul Se'ar Pachot Mishloshim, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. What does it say with the words Ad Melot HaYamim? It says, Kadosh Yihye Gadel Pera, he should be holy and grow his hair long. So Gidul Se'ar, you don't have growing long hair less than 30 days. So that's how we learn that Nezirut has to be 30 days. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, that's what Rabbi Yoshia holds. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Eino Tzarich. Rabbi Yonatan says, this proof that you brought from the words Kadoshia is not needed. Hare hu omer ad melot hayamim. From the very words melot hayamim, we can learn the number of days for the term of Nezirut. E'elu hen yamim shetzrichim lemalot. What are days that require lemalot, completion? Heve omer sheloshim yom. You have to say it refers to the days of the month, because the lunar cycle of the month lasts approximately 29 and a half days. Now, some months are 29 days, whereas some months are a full month of 30 days, right? We know there's what's called Chodesh Male and Chodesh Chaser. A full month, Chodesh Male, is 30. A Chodesh Chaser, a month that is incomplete, is 29, because it goes according to the lunar cycle of that month. So now, that means when you say ad melot hayamim, we can make a drasha. Which days need from time to time lemalot to complete? That's the days of the month. Heve omer sheloshim. So that demonstrates already that a term of nezirut is 1 month. Okay, so far we have, that's the braita. According to Rabbi Yoshia, he learns from the fact that gidul se'ar is 30 days. And according to Rabbi Yonatan, from the word melot. So the Gemara suggests, my love, should we not say, Rav Matna, who holds that Stam Nezirut is 30 days, the Amar Ke Rabbi Yoshia. He's saying like Rabbi Yoshia, who derives that the minimum length of Nezirut is from Kadosh Yeh Gadel Pera. Therefore, Nezirut is 30 days. Ubar Pada, the Amar Ke Rabbi Yonatan. And Bar Pada goes according to Rabbi Yonatan, who learns it out from the length of the month, from the word Melot. So since you have a month that could be 29 days, so we see that the minimum length of the term of Nezirut is also 29 days. So can we say that Rav Matna is going like Rabbi Yoshia and Bar Pada is going like Rabbi Yonatan? Gemara says, no. Amar lach Rav Matna. Rav Matna can say to you, Kule alma sheloshim bainan. Everyone agrees, both Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonatan, they both agree that you need 30 days for Nezirut. Vehacha be'ad ve'ad bichlal pligi. Over here, the machloket between them is when the Torah says ad, until, like it says over here, ad melot, does it mean ve'ad bichlal? Does it mean until and including? Or besides, or not including? So Rabbi Yoshia savar ad ve'lo ad bichlal. Rabbi Yoshia holds that when it says ad, it means not including. Rabbi Yonatan Savar, ad ve'ad bichlal. Rabbi Yonatan Savar, when it says ad, ad is included as well. So therefore here, this is the understanding of their machloket. Both hold that a nezirut has to be, Rav Matna says, at least 30 days. So that's why Rabbi Yoshia, he did not want to learn from the words ad melot hayamim. Because ad melot hayamim means, Rabbi Yoshia holds ad ve'lo ad bichlal, until melot hayamim. So that means until 30, not including the 30. Oh, so he cannot learn from there because Nezirut is 30 days. That's why he had to learn from Kadosh Yihyeh Gadel Pera, which means the growth of hair is 30 full days. But Rabbi Yonatan, he holds Ad Ve'ad Bichlal. Rabbi Yonatan says that when it says Ad Melot, it means including the 30th day. Oh, so therefore you could already learn from the word Yom Melot, Ad Melot Hayamim, that it means 30 days, because when it says ad melot, it includes the 30th day. So you could learn stam nezirut shloshim yom from that pasuk. So therefore, Rav Matna says, really, both Tanaim, Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonatan can hold like me. So we cannot correspond the machloket between Bar Pada and Rav Matna to the machloket of Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonatan. Now the Gemara is going to analyze this braita that gives us the opinions of Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonatan. Amar Mar, what did it state in the braita that we just learned? E'elu hen yamim shetzichim lemalot, heve omer sheloshim. What are days that require completion? Must be referring to sheloshim, to the 30 days of a month. So the Gemara asks, ve'im ha-shabbat, why don't we say it's referring to the 7 days of the week? After all, Shabbat comes and completes the 6 days of the week into a full term of a week. So, ad melot hayamim can be referring to 7 days of the week, and we should say Stam Nezirut is Shiv Ayamim. So the Gemara answers to that. The Gemara says, Shabbat Mi'ika Chasiruta. What? Is there such a thing as a lacking week, as a week that is missing a day? Every week is 7 days. But by the month, it's different. Some months are 29, some months are 30. So therefore, that's when we can say that the 30th day comes and completes that which was lacking. A month of 29 is lacking, the 30th day comes and completes. So you ad melot, melot can refer to that, to the 30th day of the month. Whereas Shabbat, what do you mean? How could you call it, it's the completer? Is there a week that is chaser? There's no week that is lacking. Every week is 7 days. Therefore, it cannot refer to Shabbat. The Gemara continues on Daf Zayin Amud Alef on top and asks, Ve'ema shana, but maybe it's referring to a year. A year can also be full or lacking. You have years that are full days of the year, when let's say the months of that year are all mele'im, are all months of 30. And some years you have less days because some of the months are 29. So a year can also be used in the term of, you can also use the word melot when it comes to a year. So maybe we should say stam nezirut is shana. So the Gemara answers, but wait, mi maninan leyome? What? Do we count years by the days? We don't count years by the days. And veharabana de kesare amri, and chachamim of Kesaria, they said, minayin she'en monim yamin leshanim, she'neimar lechodshei hashana. How do we know that we don't count the years by days? Because it says lechodshei hashana, the months of the year. Chodashim mechashvim leshanim. When we count the year, we count it by months. Ve'lo yamim leshanim. We don't count it by days. And therefore, you cannot say that melot, completion, refers to the year. Because the only way to say that completion refers to the year is if you count by days. But we don't count the year by days. We count the year by months. Well, that every year is 12 months. Or it's okay, sometimes you have Yibur, you have a leap year, which is 13. But a complete year is 12 months. You don't have a complete year and a lacking year. So therefore, you cannot say melot refers to a year. The only thing we can associate the word melot, which means completion, is a month. A month needs a day to complete it, because sometimes it's 29, sometimes it's 30. So the 30th day comes to complete the month. And therefore, when it says ad melot hayamim, it's referring to 30 days of the month. And that's how we know stam nezirut is 30 yom.